Hello everybody, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, depending on what time you're watching this and where you're watching it in the world. It's currently 8:30 p.m. British Summer Time. As I said, I would come on regularly on a Tuesday night. And this week we're continuing the theme of confidence a wee bit by talking about authenticity. So I'm going to go through a few things tonight about authenticity and why I think it's important for confidence. And I see somebody's joined me. Say hi if you want to. I know who's there, please. I'm just saying I'm just going to be talking about authenticity tonight, and how it relates to confidence and why it's important, and some general ideas about how you can make sure you're being authentic. If you like what I'm saying, give me a wee thumbs up. If you don't like it, ask me to change tack or something, or ask me a question, and we'll crack on. So this whole idea of authenticity, what's it about? Well, it's really about, of course, being yourself. Now that doesn't sound such a hard thing to do, does it really? It doesn't sound very hard at all. Unless at some point you suddenly found yourself incredibly stressed at points in your life. And a lot of that time, that is due to the fact that you're not being yourself, that you're having to be somebody else or something you would think out with your persona, and I'll come on to what all that is in a minute. So, some people want to ask me, why would you not be yourself? Well, there's a few reasons actually. I mean, there's quite a lot, because we've got pressures from an early age to conform to what other people think is the norm, the societal norm. There's your parents, there's your friends, especially your friends at school, remember that? So, you had to be trying to be one of the cool kids, or even if you couldn't, then you would try to be in some other tribe or that's there. And certain people still do that late into their adulthood as well. Whether you associate yourself as one particular tribe or not, you tend to take on some of the aspects of those people if you're not careful. And you slide away from being yourself. Now, there's nothing wrong with being a member of a tribe. It's our natural tendency to want to be a member of a tribe. But we have to remember to be us within the tribe, and not for us to become some kind of chameleon within the tribe. Because that's kind of what I did in my early years in life, and that I was very much a chameleon, that I would try to fit in by being whatever that tribe was, and then I'd try to fit in over here by being what that tribe was. And it just leads you to not really knowing who the hell you are at all, and to having a lot of, it's almost like a personality disorder, because you don't know what who you really are anymore once you've been a chameleon for so long, and people pleasing here and people pleasing over there. So that conformity can generally take the edge off of our authenticity and kind of take us away from who we really are. And as I said at the start, that can sometimes lead to all kinds of problems. With stress, I know myself, when I was going through that people pleasing phase in my life, that I wasn't being authentic, I wasn't being me, and I was ended up being stressed. Because when you're people pleasing, you're often going against your own values, and your own ideas of what you should, really should be all about, and what your life should be all about. Now, I mentioned confidence at the kind of start of this little chat. And I just wanted to say that confidence plays a big part here, because people who are naturally confident, you'll see, maintain their authenticity because they're confident about who they are. But if you're not confident about who you are, and that who you are is worthy, then you might have some problems with being authentic at times, in the way that I did when I wasn't confident as a younger man. And you start that people-pleasing stuff and all the rest of it. So we start to lose our own natural identity, and as I said, it can lead into all kinds of things like stress, etc. I see somebody's jumped in again. Say hi if you want to, it'd be nice to know who you are and who you are. So when we're not being authentic, it leads to stress, and it also, people pick up on it when you're not being authentic. They can see sometimes that you're being a chameleon over here, you're being a chameleon over there, and you're being slightly different. So it doesn't really work out the best for you. So how can we get back to this idea of authenticity and being ourselves? Because Once you've been doing that for a while, you've been conforming into your tribe or your tribes, you can kind of lose who your identity is. Who am I really? In here, now there's a lot of deep philosophical conversation goes on. People like Eckhart Tolle and Wayne Dyer about this stuff. And I'm not going to get into that because that's not where I kind of work. I kind of work on practical tools to help me and my clients discover what they need to discover and to use it and move on. So a couple of wee tips for tonight really is self-awareness will give you a big clue as to who you really are. Because when you feel as if everything's ticking along nicely and you're in a state of flow, not going with the flow, but you're in this state of flow that Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, I'll get it, yeah, Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, I hope I haven't murdered his name too much there. In his book, Flow, and in his research, looked at this idea of when we're feeling good and when we're doing well and we're just challenged enough, we've just got the right amount of skill, etc., and we're moving on. That sense of flow wouldn't be there if you're not being authentic. You are something that you're not. You won't experience that state of flow. Sorry, I'm getting a warning that my connection is weak, but I'm hoping that we'll keep going here. I'll keep going just now anyway. I might have to restart. So, Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, see that? I can do it. Right. He talks about this idea of flow and being in flow. Not going with the flow, remember. It's being in flow where everything's... You know when you're working away and suddenly time's gone by, or you're with your pals and having a good time and suddenly, you know, it's 3 a.m. in the morning. You know, that kind of thing. So, to get back to that state of flow, you really have to recognise when you're in that state of flow. So a great way to do that is just simply to keep a diary journal and note down what's been happening through the day. And if you've been noting down what's been happening through the day, just note next to it how you felt about it. If you felt stressed about it, ask yourself, was it because I wasn't being me? Is it because I wasn't being true to my values? Now, values is a big other subject we can get into another time. But you really need to know your values and your beliefs to live your life by them. If you don't know them, you're not going to be able to live your life by them. So take a wee note in your journal every day, at the end of the day, just to say this happened, that happened, and then having a wee look and saying, how did I feel about that? That was okay, yeah, well, you were probably being fairly authentic. If you felt stressed in some way, it may just have been down to time constraints, so be aware of things like that. But it also might be down to the fact that you're having to be something that you're not really, that you're being inauthentic about it. So get to know your values in there and start to take a wee note of that. So you have to look at your natural states and behaviours. My natural state, you might not see it on here because I'm in my business state, if you like, you know, I'm on stage, as it were, is that I'm usually quite cheeky and irreverent about things because I like to have fun with life. And I'm being slightly more sober and sensible tonight, but I'm on what a lady called Jennifer Holloway in her book Personal Branding for Brits would describe as my brand width, if you like. Now, excuse the marketing speak, but it really just means we're on a scale. So when I'm over here, I'm out with my pals and I'm having fun, you know, I'm a lot more cheeky and irreverent and, you know, I might use the odd swear word. And when I'm here and I'm doing this and I'm on stage, as it were, professionally talking to you guys, then I'm slightly more professional, I'm slightly more conservative, but I'm still me as much as I can be doing this. All right, so get to know your natural states through your journaling. You know, when do you feel most comfortable? Do you feel most comfortable when you're laughing and joking, or does that feel totally alien to you? And it might do. You know, and states can change. You know, what you're comfortable with can change as your skill levels change and all this kind of stuff. And as your life stages change as well. So you've got to take cognizance of these things. But really, it's note when you're in flow, note when you're feeling good, and note the reverse as well, of when you're maybe not feeling so great. So I want to tell you a wee bit, a story about how authenticity really changed my life, actually. I think I was 20 at the time, and I'd just come back to university after a year out. Long story, but I was back in second year. Everybody in this lecture hall I was sitting in, it was an economics lecture, I think, knew each other, as far as I was concerned in my mind. And I was looking around thinking, God, they're all in their wee cliques talking away already. And as I said before, I wasn't feeling very confident. And I'd really hated college prior to university and then the first year of uni. And that might have been why I got kicked out for a year, or I had to leave for a year. But anyway, sitting next to this chap, and he turned around and thankfully he said to me, "Hello, how are you doing?" And engaged the guy in conversation. I said to him, "Well, I suppose you know everybody here." And he says, no, actually," he says, "I've transferred in from another course and I don't know anybody here." And I said, "Well, you know, thanks for saying hello, because I don't know anybody either, you know, and I'm not really sure if I'm actually going to stay here, because I really didn't enjoy last year, because, you know." And for some reason I opened up to this guy and said, "You know, I was just wasn't very confident, I didn't really enjoy it. And these people all know each other, and it's, you know, I could find it quite hard to break into this." And he said something to me that really, it just blew my world apart right there and then. He says, "Well, you can only be yourself, and if they don't like you, then to hell with them." He actually used stronger language than that, you know, being from the west coast of Scotland. But the essence of it was, if they don't like you, to hell with them, because you can't be anything else. Now, up to that point in life, I had been bending over backwards to please this person over here and this person over there, being entirely different versions of me than were real to me. And it just hit me like a lightning bolt that, my word, I can actually do this. I can actually just decide to be the cheeky, irreverent behind that I am when I'm with my pals, who know me really well, with this crowd here, when I'm getting in there. And if I'm the first person, like this guy, to extend my hand to say, "Hello, how are you doing?" Then people are more often than not very happy, you know, about that. So from that moment on, I decided, do you know what? I'm just going to be me, and if they don't like me, to hell with them. Or other words, beginning in F and ending in F. And that's what I did. And do you know, I had the best time from that moment forward, second year, third year, fourth year, and the extra bit we did for one. I had a fantastic time. And I can walk into a room now and I know if I'm being me, I won't be stressed. Because if I'm being me, I can't affect how you look at me and think about me. I can only affect how I behave and how I think. And if you don't like that, well, I'm not willing anymore to change who I am for you. Because even as a coach, I, you know, I have to be me, because if I'm not me and my professional brand with being me, if I'm not me, then you'll soon pick up on it. And I won't enjoy the experience, and probably the coachee won't enjoy the experience either. So I really have to be me now, you know, to be able to build rapport with people and do the job that I do now and helping people, you know, lead their own wonderful lives of success without the stress. I really have to just be me. So I can't say enough how much of this authenticity thing will really help you in life. If you've ever had a problem with it, just get to know who you are. Use the journaling idea that I talked about earlier on. And I'll give you a little resource of that at the end of this short video. Get to know who you are. Get to know when you're in flow with yourself and what behaviours that you experience when you're in flow, and who you're being when you're in flow. Not just what you're doing, but who you're being. And try to get some sense of that with your journaling. And really, you'll just start to notice that you'll be enjoying life more. Honestly, you'll be enjoying life a hell of a lot more if you just be you. Because I can't remember who it was who said, I think it might be Oscar Wilde, "Be you, everybody else is taken." And it's true. You know, if you're, yeah, we can take little bits and pieces that we admire from other people, but as long as we don't, you know, over-egg that and we'll lose ourselves within it. So that's my chat on authenticity tonight and how it impacted my life. And hopefully you've got a wee tip or two out of that there. So I just want to give you a wee resource to help you with that. So I mentioned journaling through this. And on my website, optiva.me, that's optiva.me. And in the resources section, you'll see the journaling resource guide. And I've actually turned that into a mini course for you, free. So you can go and sign up for that there and get the mini course and the journaling guide, which includes a one-page template about how to get started with journaling and instructions for how to get started with journaling. so that you can start to see when you're being authentic, and for lots of other reasons you can use journaling as well. But maybe you just want to use it for this just now, just to see when you're being authentic. And you'll see that it will help you enjoy life more and certainly be a lot more confident if when you're being authentic. There's other resources on that page there as well, including my personal fabness audit. So if you want to look at confidence in a bit more detail, go and download the two of them and use them together and have some fun with them, looking at, you know, how wonderful you really are when you're being you. So that's it for me tonight. I hope you've enjoyed this. If you've got any comments, suggestions for other topics, please do comment below. Drop me a note at brian@optiva.me. Message me on the Facebook page or any of the other social media platforms. I'm around, about, you know where I am. And let me know what you want to hear about. I'm going to continue on this kind of theme of confidence and things that build it up, maybe for the next couple of weeks. But if there's something pressing for you, if there's something urgent, we can do it anonymously. Or, you know, you can ask a question up here and you can just put anonymous next to it so I don't see your name. And we'll keep it like that. So, hope you enjoyed that. That's all from me tonight. Go and check out those resources on optiva.me/resources for the journaling course and guide and the personal fabness audit. And have some fun with it. And hopefully I'll see you again soon. Bye for now.